Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Hundreds of millions of people may remember the Juice Man infomercial that ran on television for over 10 years, selling millions of juicers throughout America. Or they may remember the number one New York Times bestseller, The Juice Man's Power of Juicing. But do they know who it was that brought this powerful healing message to the world? It came from one man, Jay Cordage. Jay Cordage spent 70 years of his life dedicated to teaching the healing powers of juicing, laying the entire foundation for the inception of juice bars, fresh juice companies, and juicers throughout the world. On today's program, we will be talking about the miraculous life of the late Jay Cordage with his former wife, Linda Cordage. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's listen to the latest news and research about your health and longevity.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Here's a study that shows that temperament is tied to obesity risk in children. Researchers recruited 382 mothers with gestational diabetes and their children and found that those who had higher soothability as infants were at an increased risk of being obese between ages 2 and 5, possibly related to the early consumption of fruit juice and sugar-sweetened beverages. This finding was in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Journal Pediatrics. Well, here's some news that all New York City schools are going to have a meatless Monday starting in the fall of 2019. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that all public schools in the city will have meatless Mondays starting in the fall 2019, providing students with all vegetarian breakfast and lunch choices. The move could help improve student health and also reduce greenhouse gas emissions, according to Mayor de Blasio. Well, here's a study that shows that frequent consumption of sugary drinks are linked to higher premature death risk. A study in the journal Circulation found that frequent consumption of sugary drinks was associated with higher risk for early death due to cardiovascular disease and cancer. Women who drank sodas, juice, and sports drinks more than twice a day had a 63% higher risk of premature death compared with women who drank less than one a month. Well, according to a registered dietitian, don't cut back on slow carbs. Registered dietitian Lisa Young recommends cutting back on fast carbohydrates from white bread and white pasta and other refined grains, but not to slow carbs found in fruits, vegetables, legumes, and whole grains. Slow carbs take longer to digest and lead to slower increases in blood sugar and promote satiety, while fast carbs can cause a rapid increase in blood sugar and leave people feeling hungry. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Linda Cordage. Linda Cordage started juicing and eating an exclusively vegetarian diet at the age of 13. By 1981, she met and married Jay Cordage, building a successful team destined to reach millions about the healing power of juicing. Linda co-wrote all of Jay's e-books, including producing and creating his multimedia program, The Living Health Program, as well as wrote and designed their full-color hardcover book, Live Foods, Live Bodies. Linda currently speaks publicly and appears on television and radio throughout the United States. Her 40-year career focuses on healing power of juicing and how mental and emotional healing plays a powerful part in living a disease-free life. Hi, Linda. Tell me a little bit about your background and how that relates to juicing and achieving superior health.
Well, when I was a little girl, my mother was very much involved in juicing. Back in the early 60s, she started juicing because she had a lot of problems with her digestive incapabilities, I guess I could say. And I think she was a very strong mother, you know, like if she was going to start juicing, that meant the whole family was going to start juicing.
Yeah.
So we grew up with the, you know, the Acme juicer and the Champion juicer. And I remember, you know, probably starting to really seriously think about juicing when I was about 11 or 12 years old because I wanted my skin to look nice. I was, you know, preteen. And so we just juiced all the time, every day. And she was a major fan of Jay's, but I didn't know that, of course, until the late 70s.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? You and Jay and I had been friends for a long time, first meeting over in the beautiful island of Oahu in Hawaii. And I remember those days when you came over to Castle Medical Center and did the juicing program, in which you made a video of, DVD of. And, of course, I grew up, you know, watching infomercials and television and seeing Jay on television all the time. But, you know, some of the newer current generation don't really know who Jay was and all that. But tell us about who Jay Cordage was, the juice man, and how did you meet him?
Well, I met Jay back in 1980, in September of 1980. It was a magical experience. The first time I saw him, I knew that there was something magical about him. I talk about it in my book, that it was almost as if time stood still and I realized this man had something I didn't have. I was an executive for a title insurance company at the time. I was traveling around with a company car. You know, I was generating a lot of money. I was only 25 years old. I really, really felt like when I met Jay, like there was something that he had, sort of like the way that he saw life was quite different than myself. You know, when you're working full time, 8 to 5, and you have obligations, it's different than, you know, than looking at Jay Cordage and thinking, wow, you're a free man. You love what you do. You're sharing what you do. You're passionate about what you do. Yeah. And I wanted a piece of that. So that's where I met him. But we didn't really hook up until 3 months later because he had to go on a 3-month juicing tour. And when he came back, it was right around the end of December. And he wanted to give me an Acme juicer for Christmas. So we met up at a restaurant in the beach in San Diego. And, you know, one thing led to another. And we both decided that night that we were meant to be together. And we went to Mexico the next day and got married.
Wow. Well, now, what year was that?
This was on January 11th, 1981.
1981. And, you know, Acme juicer, you mentioned that was my first juicer back in the 1970s. And that's when I got into juicing as a teenager and getting interested in health. And I remember going to the Orange County Fairgrounds. And that's probably the first time I actually met Jay before Hawaii, because I remember seeing him at all these health conventions and county fairs. And he was so captivating, the way he was talking, the passion about juicing, and crowds would be gathering around him, and he'd be selling a lot of juicers through those, you know.
Right.
So why is juicing so important for both, really, to include in their diet as part of a healthy diet program?
Well, you know, here's the thing about Jay. He had cancer when he was back. Oh, gosh. Well, he was born in 1923. So he was in his early 20s when he contracted bladder cancer. And he was a very, very good professional football player at the time. This is right after World War II. He got hired by Curly Lambeau for the Green Bay Packers and was 100% towards football. And then he became very ill. And when he became ill, he decided to talk to his professors from USC. And they said, look, there's a medical doctor in New York City if you want to go all the way out there. He is healing people through juicing, and they don't have to cut you, which is something he didn't want to do. He just didn't want to be cut. So he went over to New York City. He found out about juicing, and within 3 weeks, the bladder tumor had completely disappeared. And he stayed on juicing for an additional 2 years, like maybe 80 to 85% of his diet being completely strict juicing. And the rest of it was, vegetable broths and sometimes some injections in his hip, liver injections, which is what Dr. Gerson recommended, so he wouldn't become anemic. Uh-huh. So he was very, very passionate about this. He dropped everything and just completely dedicated himself to teaching people about juicing. No matter where it was, whether it was at a fair or a health convention or National Health Federation or cancer convention, he just kept going and going. I mean, he was incredibly passionate. So to a point that his whole life was juicing. There was no more room unless you wanted to jump on board with him and start juicing, which was perfect for me because I had already been a vegetarian all of my life and been involved heavily in juicing. And so that's really how Jay and I got together and just pursued this passion for juicing. And it just so happened that 10 years after we were married, we came up with this concept with Tony Robbins called the infomercial, which is buying airtime on television for a very little amount of money to promote something that we thought was really valuable for Americans to hear. And that was understanding the healing power of vegetable juicing.
Well, you became a couple, you were married, and both of your missions in life came together. Tell us what your and Jay's mission about life was all about.
Well, our mission was very simple, and his mission, actually, it was really his mission, was that he wanted every American family to have a juicer in their kitchen. At that point in 1981, when we first got married, very few people had juicers in their kitchen. You know, everybody had a blender and they'd make like protein smoothie drinks or whatever. But juice therapy, vegetable juicing was something unique and different. And most people just didn't understand about it. So his mission was to make sure someday that every American would understand what a juicer was and why they needed it. And that's what the infomercial did for Jay. And for millions of people, for 11 years, it ran every day, 100 times a day or whatever. I mean, it was everywhere to teach the people about juicing. We had to sell a juicer because, you know, if you're so passionate about juicing, how are you going to juice unless you have a juicer? So that really was his mission, was to spread the knowledge about the healing and restorative power of vegetable juicing, as well as making sure that everyone kept their juicer on their countertop and they were using it every day because it makes significant difference in people's lives. So significant that that's why it was so successful once, you know, millions of people started learning about juicing. We were getting, close to 1,000 letters a week just from people asking questions.
Well, those infomercials were fabulous. It was interesting. You could just watch the infomercial, even if you didn't buy the juicer at the time. You learned so much. It's like an education program all about the power of juicing. And Linda, I'm going to do something that'll be interesting because some people may remember it and some people may not. But we're going to play a little clip of Jay on television or one of his videos from his lectures, just so people could hear his enthusiasm and passion about juicing. So let's listen to that right now.
This is a great drink because it gives you energy and stamina and endurance. It'll keep you from tiring prematurely. And all it is, it consists of carrot, parsley, celery, and apple. And boy, I drink this drink every single day of my life. And you seemingly never tire. There's the parsley, carrots going in. And you know, when you do things like parsley, that's the third most powerful food on this entire planet. We're talking about high density of nutrients per calorie. Celery has potassium and sodium, magnesium. Apple has the pectin. And here it is. Carrot, celery, parsley, and apple. One of the great drinks of all time for stamina and endurance. See, here's the powers of life. Plants are the factories of life, and only the juice of the fiber actually penetrates through the intestinal wall to get in the bloodstream to feed your 100 trillion cells. This is a drink for vitality, to structure the cells, each individual cell. This is the drink where you have antioxidants, the life force, the endurance force. It lies right in these juices, and it's very simple, and the body doesn't have to spend 1 ounce of energy. Everything is pre-digested as soon as you drink this into your bloodstream. Bingo, now.
So, Linda, you know, you saw these things on television, these infomercials. How did you accomplish reaching, is about, 250 million people over 10 years on television?
Well, first of all, it was the infomercial. It just kept running and running. And the reason why it was running, you know, all the time on every network in America is because he was so passionate and dynamic and knowledgeable. This isn't someone who is just trying to be dramatic. This is a man who had spent 45 years of his life dedicated to the power of juicing. And so when he was on camera, people listened. People were just absolutely mesmerized by what he was talking about. Now, how do we accomplish it? Of course, it was the infomercial, but concurrent with that was the fact that he was able to write a book and sell millions of that book, which was The Juice Man's Power Juicing, as well as being interviewed by people like Barbara Walters, 2020. He was on the cover of USA Today and Wall Street Journal. I mean, it could go on and on and on. It's amazing coverage that he was given free of charge, of course, because these national magazines and newspapers wanted to know, what is this fuss about juicing? What is juicing? So as the infomercial kept running and running, he was getting major national press, which was quite inspiring for me because it really got to the educational people, the people that weren't just watching television. They were also reading newspapers, reading magazines.
But, you know, everything was going so great. You were super successful, both of you, and made a lot of money in spreading this gospel of good health and juicing, and were very successful financially. But something happened. I know some hard times came on, and you talk about this in your book. But so how did this thing come about where Jay actually lost his ability to work in doing that?
Well, you know, it's really interesting life experience that I've had. You know, I grew up was in a middle class family. I wasn't really driven, you know, to become successful or to be wealthy in any way. I was studying to be an elementary school teacher. Going to college part-time. And so I didn't really have any dreams of being really rich or being really successful. And Jay was more driven on the philanthropic side, which is, I just want every American to have a juicer in the kitchen. Second to that was, oh my God, yes, we became incredibly successful financially. And the more successful we became, what happened was that our business partners, you know, in retrospect, now this is quite some time ago, we look back and we realize that there was a lot of envy and jealousy going on. And they could see, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of juicer sales being received every year, that they were trying to find a way to sort of capitalize on the success without paying Jay.
Ah, boy.
And so basically what happened was they started doing some illegal things to circumvent royalties to Jay and I, and to make Jay look like he was just someone that they hired. And that certainly wasn't the case at all. And so this was very difficult experience for us, basically owing to the Juice Man name, which, you know, put Jay in sort of like a shackle. Without the Juice Man name, who was Jay? No one knew the name, Jay Cordage. So as they progressed into these other companies and capitalized, they started losing all their money. And when they lost, you know, all their money, they almost went into bankruptcy and sold to another company out of Chicago. Oh. And that company took over into the retail industry and continued the Juice Man infomercials, but did not want anything to do with Jay. See, these big companies, these multi-billion dollar companies, they don't want the person that has the ability to make a lot of money in their contract. They want to minimize that and they want to take your power away from you so they can use all the money to make their board of directors and all their people that buy stock, make them rich. So slowly but surely, Jay just kept getting pushed out more and more and more. And I just couldn't stand it. And this is part of the book that is so profound. To see a man in his 70s be broken like that and to take away all of his, you know, all of the work that he did on a spiritual level. Well, this was a spiritual mission for Jay as much as it was something that he wanted Americans to get healthy over. So the bottom line is that we sued them, and then 3 years of a lot of tension and a lot of failure ended up in a very ugly fight when we ended up getting bought out. And when we ended up getting bought out, that meant that Jay could never be the Juice Man. He could never sell a juicer for the rest of his life. So if they were going to give us this money, it meant that we had to just shut up. And there lies in the greatest experience of my life, at least watching this experience happen, was that that's when the real spiritual teaching started to take place. For my life,
you know, I've, you know, been in the health food industry for a number of years, and I've seen this happen with other people. And I won't mention any names, but I actually seen it happen in another family that was also involved in the juicing business, by the way.
Yeah.
And other health food companies. And it's too bad what does happen. But tell us, how did you and Jay endure and overcome these losses? I'm sure you drew on your spiritual powers, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, my relationship with God, Jay's relationship with God, it became a lot more palpable, you know, as things started to wind down. And there was so many things in the book. I talk about the IRS and, you know, his son dying, as well as us losing a tremendous amount of money when 2001 happened and 2008 happened. So it was a series of about 15 years where where we just had to turn towards God because there was no other sustenance. There was no other way to endure sort of these losses because Jay just felt like, I still want to work. I still want to teach, but I just can't. And so as he slowly but surely fell into dementia, he had a knee replacement. And after that knee replacement, he just never came out of it. And that really started this wonderful experience of understanding what it was really like to be in love with someone. When I thought I had the greatest love story of all, I talk about it in the book, as the most magical man I ever met, the most wonderful experience I ever had. But little did I know that this experience that I had with Jay and caretaking him the last 10 years of his life, those were the greatest gifts I could have ever asked for in retrospect. During the time, of course, I was in denial and I was hurting and Jay was slipping from me and it was a very difficult time. But at the same time, you know, I learned about humility and service and serving others and seeing life as something much, much bigger than just myself and Jay and our personal dream.
Well, I think you're answering my next question. That really has to do with going through all this type of situation. What really brought the most happiness to both you and Jay in your life? And it sounds like serving others and helping people to better health.
Well, yes. And concurrent to all of these things that were happening to Jay, you know, he lost one of his sons.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that. Oh, really? Was that one of the sons I met in Hawaii?
No, those were our two sons. He had a marriage when he was 18 until he was 22. And he had two children in that marriage. And he was only probably in his late 40s at the time. This was right after Jay had his knee surgery. And so this was a very difficult time for us to lose him. And he just didn't want any part of healing. He wanted to go the, you know, chemotherapy route. And he wanted to do what the doctor said. And within 6 months, he was gone. So, and then there was a lot of things going on in my own personal life. There's people, when you become really successful, John, what happens is people, even family members, will come to you and they'll steal from you or they'll take from you or they just can't stand the fact that you're successful. So they just want to pull and pull and pull. And so during this time, this 10-year period of taking, there was a lot of that going on. And I learned for the first time about the power of forgiveness. And I talk a lot about it in the ending of the book about forgiveness. And you know what forgiving is? It's not forgiving others. It's really freeing yourself. That's what it's about. Forgiving. It's forgiving me. It's forgiving me the freedom to move forward in life. And there was a lot of people that we had to forgive. And I just couldn't find it in my heart for a long time. But the restorative powers of prayer and meditation and learning about serving others and humility, it opened up my heart and Jay's heart to forgiving everything. And when that happened, our lives changed forever. Did he still have dementia? Yes. But, and were we still, you know, practically, you know, like having no money? Yes. But my God, we felt free for the first time and alive for the first time in so many years.
Well, you know, I worked in Hawaii at Castle Medical Center with Dr. Jerry Jampolsky. Mm-hmm. He's a very prominent physician and actually wrote a book called Forgiveness, the Greatest Healer of All. And probably forgiveness is more powerful in our health and wellness than even juicing, you know, but they all work together. But it brings up an important point that people need to learn, no matter what happens in your life and how people treat you and bad things that may happen, just as the example of your story and Jay's story, is that by not forgiving is like you drinking poison and hope the other person dies. So in other words, you know, that other person can go on living and living their bad life, and even though they've done bad things to you. But if you hold on to that unforgiving spirit, that's toxic to your own body and it's killing you.
Yeah.
You've got to let go.
Yes. And this was so hard is because it was multiple people that really had violated Jay. What a beautiful man he was. I can't begin to tell you what an incredible human being he was. And to see them violate Jay's every right, you know, I just couldn't take it. And I think I had a harder time in forgiving than Jay did. And so I realized that, you see, we have our spiritual body, we have our physical body, and in order to really be healthy, is it really what we're eating? I've seen so many people become neurotic about their eating habits, yet they come home and they yell and rant and rave to their children,
exactly.
Their husband, they have this, and that's not being healthy.
No.
The really health deals first with forgiveness, of course, as well as expanding our heart, and that's why service, serving others, serving our church, serving our neighbor, whatever it is, it builds a compassionate heart, it builds an open heart, it helps us to forgive more, and then we start to really feel better. We start to sleep better, we start to relax more. And then, why wouldn't we want to eat really good foods and juice all the time? Because now we're living in a body that's in a state of harmony. So Linda,
we're coming close to our end of our time here, but maybe just go over maybe 30 seconds or so. Tell us about what was you were going through as far as the closing of Jay's life and your experience with that.
Well, it's very weird and fascinating at the same time. You know, when Jay died, one of the very last words he said to me, you know, about an hour before he died was, "Lynn, remember life is beautiful." And that's the name of the book.
Yeah.
And life is beautiful. Whether, you know, we're stuck in a marriage we don't like, or we don't like our job, or we're feeling frustrated in life, it's still beautiful because we're here and we have this divine relationship with God. And the sooner we can get to that experience with the good Lord, the better life's going to be. And so, you know, I want to continue teaching. I'm only 63 and I want to continue Jay's legacy and to continue the beautiful story of juicing. And I'll, of course, to share the book because it's a beautiful book.
Yeah.
Very proud of it.
Let's talk about the book because people need to have a copy of this. It's a fabulous book and it's a great story. It's about the healthiness of juicing. It's about Jay's life and your life working together and sharing health to the world. The book is called The Jay Cordage Life Story, Isn't Life Beautiful? Tell us real quickly about the book and then how people can get a copy of it.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of wonderful stories about, you know, the 10 years, you know, lived in our van and met wonderful people and had beautiful experiences. And then, of course, when I go into the success of the Juice Man and how it fell and how we endured. And it's an amazing love story. And it's also a story of understanding recovery, not just from physical ailments, but also recovering and reestablishing the heart. And that's really where the greatest wealth we have is our experience with our relationship with God. And next to that is our experience with our vital health. And so they can buy it on our website at jaycordage.com.
That's jaycordich.com.
Yeah. And I'd love to hear from anyone that has challenges or troubles. A lot of the work I do is just free. I just will love to help and counsel people, you know, when they're challenged.
Well, thank you, Linda, for being with us today. Keep on the great work and carrying on Jay's legacy and spreading the message about the power of plant foods and healthy fruits and vegetables and juicing.
Thank you, Dr. Westerdahl.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.